Welcome back to the Power Hour, a little past the top of the hour. Pastor Nicholas Wright is with us, America's pastor, from my Christian, I'm sorry, I was thinking about two different things. Cass Ingram is waiting in the wings. He's going to be joining us soon. We're going to finish up with Pastor Wright, and then we'll go straight to Cass Ingram, North American Urban Spice, especially everything that's going on with the drug-resistant bacteria, what have you. We'll talk about all that and so much more, I'm sure. One of the big parts of this broadcast, when Joyce, before she left this earth, before she moved on, passed, she told me, she said, Daniel, this is your thing. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, this ethic, this idea, this concept, this is your thing. Her thing was about the vaccines in the military, about, you know, standing up for those kind of things. One of my things is this, and this is a big part of the show. For America to return any sense of glory, certainly they have to have this idea. The glory of America was the idea that it connected God with our rights. For us to stave off disaster, I mean, we're not even talking about glory, for us to stave off disaster and to endure trials and tribulations, this must be in the people's hearts. And it must be in enough people's hearts to where it can withstand the other side that's coming. And if you don't think it's coming, just open your door, open your eyes. It's coming. It's here. It's right here at our door. But conviction is king right now. Yuri Bezmenov, he was a defector from Russia. He worked in the KGB, but his job was not, you know, intelligence. His job was to manipulate populations to get them ready for socialist takeover. That's the propaganda machine. He was an expert at it. He'll go on and on, and you can go on YouTube and look him up. Yuri, Y-U-R-I, Yuri Bezmenov, with a Z, Bezmenov. And he'll take 3 hours and explain how you take down a country and how you get them ready for socialist takeover. J. Edward Griffin asked him, well, how do you stop it in America? And he gave about a 15, 20-second answer. You have to inundate the people with the political heritage of this country. And you have to tell them and teach them and have a heritage in their hearts of these things, of their foundation of this country, period. That's it. And you have to teach them the dangers of socialism. Those are two things. He answered in 20 seconds. 20 seconds. And 3 hours, Al explains how you take down the country. Let's focus on the 15, 20 seconds. We must have this knowledge, and it must be on the tip of our tongue. It must be dripping from our souls. It must be wearing on our sleeves. Our hearts are on our sleeves. This must be for so many people in this country. And a big part of this show, of this broadcast, of the Power Hour, the power, the majesty, the divinity, the dominion that has been given to you by your Creator. And this isn't a religious idea. This is a spiritual core of who you are. This is mankind idea. What is our destiny? If we are not attached to this idea, then what does the future look like? We must be attached to this idea. My grandfather, we'll get the pastor right. Pastor, excuse me for going on here, but this is very
important. You're good. It's wonderful.
My grandfather, when I was a little boy, I've told the story many times. I'm going to tell it many times after to get this into our souls, ladies and gentlemen. He said, Danny, do you know what makes America great, separates it from every country in the world? I said, no, Grandpa. He said, because in America, your rights come from God, not man. And then he said something else that, in retrospect, seems stunning to me. Government can't take them away, and they taught us that in school. You know, he was born in the 20s, early 20s. They taught us that in school, and he grew up in New Jersey. You know, not exactly the conservative bastion of America. He also taught me something about rights, that your right to extend your arm ends at my face. So that's how that connection there, and respect for mankind. This idea, this concept, everywhere you look politically, the problems that you have politically for 95-99% of these situations and 95-99% of us, whether we realize it or not, it is a misguided application and a violation of that dynamic. This is America. That your Creator endowed you, placed an inheritance, a heritage upon you. and that the law in this country that 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence at the point of a gun, at the threat of death, hanging, the drawn and quartering, that they believed in that idea. And I've heard a lot of things about the Masons and that they plan to do this and that they, none of it matters. None of it. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is that a group of body politic in this country had such a fervent conviction of their belief in God and really Christianity. It's just, I mean, if you know history, that's what it is. And such a fervent adherence to this that they would not live any other way. There's a semi-famous interview. It should be famous. Somebody about 40 or 50 years after the revolution recorded one of the people that fought in it, and he wrote an article about it, and he asked the man, well, did you fight over taxation? No, I didn't care about taxation. Did you fight over the Stamp Act? Did you fight over the Townsend Act? Did you fight? Nope, didn't care about any of it. Nope, didn't care about. What were you fighting for? Because we were going to be free, and we were not going to be told what to do. That is America. That's what they fought for. Why did they have that attitude? Some people say, well, they kicked off. What about Romans 13 and being subject to the government, being subject to the crown? Why didn't they respect the crown? If you know anything about the Bible, from almost the beginning, certainly to the end, men of God have been ridiculed, persecuted, and jailed, and come in conflict with government, period. And so this concept that Romans 13 is used to subject ourselves to whatever government does is ridiculous, and it's sin, and it's ignorance, and it's evil, and it's control. That was Hitler's one of his favorite verses of Bible, just so you know. So here we stand, and we have a pastor that stands and proclaims these things, and even to his congregation. If every pastor was like Pastor Nicholas Wright, Covenant Love Christian Center there outside of Dallas, oh, this country, what it would be. Pastor Wright, as you have taught some of these things to your congregation, totally different, and begun to bring them into this new sense of jurisdiction, of being in their republic, of having the dominion of God, as you've shown them these contrasts politically and spiritually, what has been the reaction of your congregation?
Getting on board. It's a whole new way of thinking that, you know, was challenging at the beginning, but they've stuck with it and started searching things out for themselves, and they see it. So now the next move for, you know, many of them is learning what to do to get out of this great big facade that's been made. And I was thinking about when you were talking about your grandfather and what he said, that government didn't give us our rights, that God did. And the thing that has been so subtle, just like in the Garden of Eden, that's why this thing has become so, to me, easy to understand. It's a matter of being able to put all these pieces together and put it in a package that people can understand it. But here's what, when government got out of control, here's what they did. They found a way to have us contract for their benefits. And so that's what pulls us away from our unalienable God-given rights. And it is so subtle, but yet it was done. And that's what we're dealing with. And having to learn how to get out of that, so that we have, and we'll have to stand in a place where we're willing to say, God, my creator, you're the source of my rights, and I'm not going to contract them away to some entity that wants to bring me into bondage.
When we talk about our rights, we talk about our creator. And people say, well, what's wrong with America? Well, we need to get back to God. Okay, I agree with you. So what does that mean? What in the world does that mean? This is what it means, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to this position and respect for our creator. If you have respect and understanding of your creator, then you begin to respect and understand your fellow man. And you begin to act in a certain way. And the Bill of Rights becomes sacrosanct to you. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Yeah.
And so once you do that, then you return to God. So people say, well, we got to return to God. It means I got to go to church. I'm not telling you not to go to church. Well, I got to go to church every Sunday. That's what return to God. No. No. Because a lot of people go to church. You think that's doing it? The trick? No. It's a conviction. And right now, conviction is everything. And conviction will win out. Right now, in these circumstances, a battle of the ages is going on. Whether you can see it or not, it's the dominion of God versus the dominion of Lucifer. And what these two worlds. And the government stands at the middle. And the hedge to protect us from falling into this dominion of Lucifer is the Declaration of Independence, is the Bill of Rights given to us by our forefathers. You can talk about Masons, you can talk about all the nonsense you want to. Those men, the Americans, were Christians, and this was the outlay. This was a blessing upon them. When the pilgrims came to this country, it was an open secret that they were looking for a new Jerusalem. They wanted to establish this. William Bradford sat on the land and dedicated it to Jehovah. All these things. You can talk about the Indians. You can talk about the death. Look, do you think men are perfect? God is working through man to have a thread of something of greatness. And this is the greatness. And there is no country in the world that claims to attach their rights and government subordinate to the endowment of the Creator. There is not one. That is not my opinion. That is the law. That is the law. That is the law. And to return to God in this country means to return to the law. And everything we do needs to be tainted with that stain. And if it's not, then we will be cut down like grass. If it is, we will endure through it all. I know it. Pastor Wright, last thought is yours, then we're going to Cass Ingram.
Here, you couldn't say any better. I would encourage people to just do their homework. Look at history. I'm a guy, foundations are important to me. And if you can ever go back and find the foundation of a thing and what its original intent and purpose was, you take that, compare it with what you see now, and you'll be able to figure out what's going on. And if what you're seeing now does not match with the foundation, then you know the kind of work we have to be able to restore what was lost.
When I hear government people saying, well, I'm just doing my job, I don't want to hear that anymore. That is dangerous talk. That is Nazi talk, ladies and gentlemen. We are.
You know, Daniel, there's something, if you don't mind me putting this in before we're done. I was looking also back in, you know, the late 20s when there was what was the Geneva Convention. And there were a number of nations that came together to formulate something that was going to end up affecting all the nations of the world. And, you know, this new world order that gets talked about, and it seems to me that that was the seat of that thing there. And people need to pay attention to that. And out of that came the direct attack against America. And to me, would seem to be the final, if not the final, the most meaningful move to enslave people on this land, and then to have that whole system that was set up to branch out to other nations of the world. That's why America is so important. And if people here don't stand for what God meant to be on this land initially, then not only does America fall, but the other nations of they have nothing to stand on either.
Wow. Wow.
So that's how true. Important what God did was what God did here. That's how it was so important.
Pastor Wright, Covenant Love Christian Center, the senior pastor there. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on. God bless you. And people can check you out at Facebook. What's your Facebook page? How can people find you?
Just go to CLCC Facebook.
CLCC Facebook. You can hear, if you want to hear Pastor Wright preach. God bless you. Hey, tell Janet and Deborah and everybody down there I said hello to.
I certainly will.
Okay, God bless you. Todd, we have Cass. Okay, very good. We do have Kath. It's a little weird, ladies and gentlemen. We usually have commercials and then go to, but now we have less commercials, so it's fantastic. Even though we got Kath late, he'll be on more time than he did before over at the other network. Cass, of course, he's a nutritional physician. He's a first-rate herbalist and just fantastic advocate for our health. Just a fantastic resource, a longtime friend of the Power Hour. So excited to have him on. Cass, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Great to be back. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That-a-way.
I'm doing good because I have my oregano, and I hear about all these drug-resistant bacteria, but I've been pounding that oregano.
Well, that's what you should be doing. You should be taking it every day just for that extra little bit of protection. And, you know, you could also contract something through the gut, so not just the respiratory tract, through skin, through a tick, some kind of a bite. So it's traveling. Is coming up to the season where you might travel down south to the tropics or subtropics or Mexico or Cancun or something, Caribbean. And it's just a really good idea to know about the oregano, to have at least a conception of its utility. That may mean a thorough read of the cures in the cupboard of the doctor's guide to oil of oregano, or perhaps the CDs, the cures in the cupboard CDs. We really should be studying God's gift to humanity. Number one gift, besides him and his spirit, is the oregano. Number one. You know, when I was dying from that IV needle stick, and I prayed, and that didn't work, and it does work, but right when you're dying, you're praying, you're degenerating down 30 pounds. I was 220 pounds, dropped to 170, couldn't eat, the food would run right through me. I kept degenerating. I'm only 33. I can't practice medicine. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm hanging on to my life by my fingertips. So you go to the positive thinking seminars. You go get hooked up for IV vitamin C. You do whatever you can do, and you're not getting any better. And no amount of, nothing. Nothing worked. Until the God-blessed medicine down my throat. Rubbed down my body. That cured me. That's the work of God, but through a little different mechanism, through his love and his mercy, the universal mercy. And so it's that good. You know, I had a case of a person who had gangrene. Now, the Power Hour carries this oregano, so listen, people, and try to support him and all that. But so I'm going to give you the information. She's gangrene. They're going to cut her leg off. She's diabetic, right? So I don't know. Her daughter attended my lecture. How do I know? And she bought her the juice of oregano, the health back, and the oil of oregano super strength. She bought it. She delivered it to her mama. Her mama still got her leg. She never got nothing cut off. It ate the gangrene out. You know, I'm convinced now, after the 50th case of reports like this over the years, that the oregano, they call it a cure-all, but that's illegal. The oregano is the number one natural medicine that we should use. And I would imagine that gangrene is a fungus like the rest of it, stupid cancer and everything else. You know, so what does God say? Clean yourself out. Well, clean yourself out of fungus.
Let me ask you about... there's drug-resistant bacteria. The UN, the United Nations, you know, like they know anything, but they've been warning about drug-resistant things. Talk about oregano in terms of that, if there is some sort of spread.
Well, you know, we did the studies on drug-resistant germs, and the oregano, the P73, was used. And I'm not making claims for the company. I'll just tell you what the research showed. And the data, when we published it at Georgetown University, published in Molecular and Cellular Biochemistry and among other journals, the oregano oil was more effective than the most potent antifungal drugs known, and it was more effective in the mice study than vancomycin, which is the drug of last resort for MRSA. Mm. I mean, what more do you want? Okay, we put MRSA in a test tube and it killed it. Sure, we put the candida and it killed it, and it killed it in cell culture. It killed the bird flu. I mean, do you really need a lot of evidence?
Let's talk about oregano.
All you need to do is open. Look, I'm not a scripture expert. Just go open it up. What, Leviticus? Open something up like that. I'm not the expert.
Let's talk a little bit about
it. It says right there.
How do you take it?
Well, you use it under the tongue. Or you take the capsules. Or you take the it in juice or water. What do you care? And you use it as much as you need to use. And if you want to rub it on the feet and the shins and the top of the thigh, do whatever. Rub it up and down the spine. I mean, if there's an outbreak, right? Or if you're sick, something struck you. You got the stupid diarrhea, or your upset stomach, your tummy's rumbling around, or you have intestinal flu, or you have maybe you picked something up. You don't know what it is, and it's gone into your system. Or maybe you have the stupid pneumonia, or you have the asthma, you have the bronchitis, you have the sinusitis. All that's infection, right? And or like you say, you travel, or you pick up a drug-resistant germ because you're on too many antibiotics, or you're in the hospital, you had a surgery. Same thing. You hit the oregano super strength to be the best. You pound it. You pound that. You might pound some juice of oregano, some oregaresp. And you destroy that noxious element so that it doesn't kill you, it doesn't hurt you. That's what you do.
We got got about a minute, little over a minute and a half before the break. We'll get to this on the other side. Let me talk to you. We're going to talk about Candida quite a bit here, but let me ask you about measles. Obviously, what's going on in New York, whatever that means. What do you make of that force? I don't know what you even call that. Force vaccination, penalized non-vaccination.
You mean infused? I mean that. That just goes along with the old dictate that we will vaccinate and inoculate the people and they will be weakened and driven down and we will, you know, weaken them on purpose. That seems to be what they're trying to prove.
What about measles? How harmful is measles?
Measles outbreak is in the vaccinated people. And then if you're not vaccinated, you're the unlucky one because you're going to get it. You could get it from the vaccinated people. They'll give it to you. But the vaccine isn't the answer, is it? And so now they over-vaccinate, and now they create a pandemic. That's all. But now they're hyping it to scare people so that they can go submit to the needle. That's nonsense.
There's the
what
music.
Do you need that for?
I don't know. That's why I don't see a reason. I agree with you completely. There's the music on the other side. More of Cass Singer. We'll get into Bone Active. We'll get into Candida. We're going to talk about something almost everybody can learn from. Candida, how to get rid of it. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams Probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com. If you're new to the show, thepowerhour.com is our main website. The radio show, thepowermall.com, has all the great products, the guests that we bring on. It's not... we want you to be free. We want you to be happy, healthy, successful. All these things. And a big part of that is health, obviously. And you want things that work. And so people like Cass Ingram have the highest quality products, and you can get them at the Power Mall. And this is how we're funded. We don't get a check from George Soros. We don't get a check from, you know, Operation whatever. Who knows? The Pope didn't send us anything. We get checks from you, and this is your show. It keeps us independent, allows us, our guests, to speak their mind freely. So thank you for your support. Buy from the good guys. That's what Joyce always said. So if you're new to listening, this is how we're supported. You're hearing about Reagan, all the other great products we have on sale. Numana Food Storage is on sale over at the Power Mall. You can give Jay a call. The Oreganol, which Cass mentioned, we'll get into that more. Bone Active, Black Seed Oil, Orega Max, Orega Resp for the respiratory, Orega Spray, Purely C and Purely C Bulk Powder, all on sale over at the Power Mall, and many other things. Check out the website. Give us a call. Support us. If you're not in the market maybe for some of these things, consider a donation. We can really use it. It allows us to, shortwave is not cheap. Getting all this organized and going as we go forward in a much better way for you, it takes fuel, and you're the fuel. The money becomes the fuel. It's not about money. It's about intention and will and going forward. So please support us over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the Strauss Heart Drops, as always, the Miracle 2 Soap, the REM Sleep, all these things. Think about something you need, something to help maybe someone you know, and check out the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys. We appreciate you. God bless you. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829 is the phone number. Give it a call now, and we'll take your order. Thank you. Getting back to Cass. Cass, they're characterizing this measles like it's the Black Plague or something coming. I don't even think of it as a disease. I think it's more of an infection. How do you characterize measles?
Right. It's a transitory infection with extremely low morbidity and mortality. And if you've got an immune system of any kind, it's not going to be an issue. It's being hyped up and played up because it's coordinated with this campaign for so-called forced inoculation and no more resistance, no more anti-vaxxers. I don't know. The cabal, I don't know. It's a dual issue. One, inoculations do make money because the federal government gives the vaccine manufacturers dough. There's no liability because we indemnify ourselves with our tax dollars. If our infant is destroyed, we can sue, and the money comes from our own tax dollars, from the federal coffers accumulated. So there's no non, and then the dictate protocols of Zion and more is less, and Bill Gates, let's knock them down with inoculation to decrease global population. You know, that's what they say. Can you,
well, that's
you want
his
to
quote.
Take them at their word or
yeah.
not?
Yeah, that's Bill Gates' direct quote. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
Vaccinations will help control population.
How many people has he murdered? You know, you want to add them up? This big stack like cordwood over in India, 40,000 cases of polio-like paralysis. They want to keep him out. They're trying to keep him out of their country permanently now.
There's a story beginning of this week or last week in Pakistan. You know, every so often, one of those UN or WHO trucks pulls up. They're ready to vaccinate a small community, and the people, they just kill them. And it happened again. They just execute them.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, they've already seen the cases of paralysis. The village people can't handle it. So they probably have to take some kind of an approach like either we're going to have a bunch of paralyzed children, which we don't have the money and time to handle, or we're going to take action. So I guess they took action.
They took
action.
Yeah,
it's
a good way to put it.
You force people to react against you, then you call them the bad guys. I mean, this is the story of our whole history. We invade a country, and then they're the insurgents. We're insurging the country, but they're the bad guys. I mean, you know, we know the game. But the problem that I face as a medical doctor is you're murdering, you're maiming, you're killing, you're destroying, you're ruining, and I'm a Hippocratic oath above all. I'm a hypocritical oath? No, Hippocratic oath, I think. You see what I mean?
Yes. Let me ask you about Candida. Let's transition a little bit. Almost everybody, especially in America, Western culture is dealing with some form of Candida. Talk about what is Candida, why is this important, and where do oregano and whatever come in play in this?
The Candida is a opportunistic infection that our data shows that oil of wild oregano obliterates. So it's not so opportunistic, it's not so serious, because you get to destroy it with a spice oil. So even the Candida auris that they're talking about in the hospitals, you get to destroy it if you just take it. So if you have any kind of Candida, you get a hold of the oil of oregano and the oregaris, it's toast. It's not even an issue. And forget measles. A few drops twice a day and rub a little on the feet for the children on the shins, a few drops twice a day and some raw honey, it's not even an issue. Maybe you take some Purely C with it. Get some natural wild vitamin C, the real stuff, no fake. You get some of that in there, and you take that with the children, that with the adults, along with your oregano oil. You're covered. If you want a little extra coverage, you've got that multiple spice that we did the studies on. You know, we did a number of studies, one in antiviral research against viruses, including more difficult viruses, a thousand more powerful than measles, and the oregano and the multiple spice toasted, obliterated, destroyed, took them out. Like taking out people that have germs.
The bad doers like taking out the
people. Well, I like taking them out, the germs that are in the people, that is.
Let me ask you about Purely C. My little daughter, she's young, she got stung. I don't know if it's a hornet or a wasp, I don't know, but her hand started to swell up. I immediately went to several things. One of them was the Purely C. It's has natural antihistamine. You know, it's a time of allergies now. I would think Purely C at this time with allergies, also oregano for allergies. Discuss that.
Yes, I mean, obviously the wild oregano is an antihistamine. There's no doubt. It's if your throat closes off from an anaphylactic shock, you better know about oil of oregano. If your tongue swells up, if you develop hives, if you develop lesser reactions like postnasal drip, rhinitis, sneezing, hacking, coughing, runny eyes, and, you know, swollen eyes. Always the combination of the whole food crude vitamin C, not the corn, not the GMO, not the fake, the real material from wild fruit. So that, you know, you call that Purely C. You take that and you take the oregano and that's it. it's antitoxin. anti-venom. Even if you get a venomous bite. This season, you get a brown recluse. You get a spider. You get a hornet, like you said. You take the oregano and the Purely C, but you also use it topically. So if somebody got a snake bite or a Gila monster, or they got a jellyfish, or they got a brown recluse, or they got a hornet, you saturate a cotton or a gauze. Has anybody ever read my book? Listen to my tapes? You saturate, and then you tape that saturation against that venom, and you keep it on 24 hours. Same with poison ivy. That's how you do it. No, I rub a little bit here and there. No. You want constant saturation against the venomous bite or the you know, whatever happened to you. Yeah.
Let me ask you about Bone Active. Discuss that a little bit.
Bone Active, we just had a case of a person who gave me their bone density, and it went up 8% in the lumbar spine. An 85-year-old, is that not interesting?
Yes.
From taking the Bone Active capsules and using a bit of the Bone Active rubbing oil. I thought it was remarkable that we could move the needle in an 85-year-old. So Bone Active is the wild spice plus the raw bone or the wild spice oils as a natural medicine to stop bone degeneration. More as a natural medicine, not just vitamin D and calcium and phosphorus, which is equivocal if it works or not, but to actually get at the cause, which is inflammation, which is deep-seated inflammation and infestation. So they reverse the genetic apparatus that's causing bone loss and switches it to bone building. As the 85-year-old, she showed me. She showed me the proof. I know her well. I've been taking care of her for 10 years. And I had another person. They were constantly using the Bone Active rubbing oil on their paraplegic daughter who got hurt. God rest her soul. She's still alive, but the poor woman was driving her daughter and got hit by a drunk driver. You think you got problems? We should be grateful for whatever God gives us. Whatever he gives us, we don't want to ask for more. Just let it be. He give us and he give us and he give us and just be grateful for it all. She got hit. The 22-year-old girl, the backseat punched through her spine. She went paraplegic and she's a sad little girl. But they were going to have brittle bones and they used the Bone Active. She can't swallow the pills. Bone Active rubbing oil. And her bone density went up 250%. That's unheard of.
Wow.
But, you know, that's how a 22-year-old responds as paraplegic. You imagine yourself. You're going to respond to this. Now, I talk about it in my book, The Bone Building Miracle. You don't care my books anymore. What's the matter with you?
Well, since that's a long story, but since we went over to the new Power Mall, it's hard to. I'll carry your books. It's just hard for us to ship.
I don't have any of my books over at the mall, right?
We should. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's talk. Catherine's listening.
Books. Nobody sells them. You know, they're scalping my books on Amazon for $300 and $400, $500.
Well,
they think I'm dead or something. So no,
no, they just think you're on the side of a mountain picking wild oregano or something.
I don't endorse that. I think that's some. My book is what it is. Suggested retail, not a dollar more. And so you carry the cures in the cupboard, the black seed miracle, the bone building miracle. You got to have them. And
let's talk about black seed.
Do you have any left around anywhere?
Let's talk. Do you have the books? Do you have the books for us to sell?
I have the books. I'll sell them to the Power Mall.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let people order from you now, and they can write down the name and number or whatever, and they can give you an inquiry email and all whatever.
I don't want to put Catherine in a weird. But let's talk to Catherine. Let's make sure we got that straight. And then
let's
see about that.
Make sure. What if somebody orders it from you? Why don't you sell it to them? You know? Anyway, but if they don't want to, they can go to CassIngram.com. CassIngram.com. But, you know, it's.
Well, we're gonna carry them, Cass. We'll do the PowerMall.com. Let me ask you about, it always has puzzled me about America eats more dairy, more calcium than any country in the world, but yet we have the highest rate of osteoporosis.
Because of all the inflammation and the lack of getting outside and always indoors, and most of us live in a northern climate, and too much sugar. and alcohol and wine. Oh, wine, two more glasses tonight. All sorts of caffeine, everything that we do, acidic, stealing the calcium. Now, there is good data that cheese, organic, natural cheese, can increase bone density about 10-15%. There's something about cheese and yogurt that seems to be pro-bone health more so than milk even. So it's not just the consumption issues. We consume too much of other things that destroy the bone mass.
Let me ask you about black. You mentioned black seed oil. We do carry that also. What's important about that? What do people need to know about black seed oil?
The black seed, the Prophet Muhammad was said that cures everything but death. Well, what do we know about it? He must have said that for a reason. So Pharaoh is rubbing himself with it all the time. And you know that Nefertiti's beauty secret and Cleopatra's was black seed. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't know that. To rub on the face or to drink it?
On the face and on the hair. It makes the hair shoot up. So the oil of black seed, the freshly cold pressed material that you have there, I have five categories I talk about in my book, The Black Seed Miracle, which is the skin, hair, and nails, and hair growth, then the gut, the liver, the gallbladder, the intestine, and as a deworming, especially the oil of black seed gel cap with the fennel and cumin, but you know, straight black seed oil, a tablespoon twice a day or more for the gut, for worms, for the liver and gallbladder, for the bile, for the pancreas. That's number three. It stabilizes that pancreas. The stupid diabetes is eating everybody up. And then for the kidney, so the prophetic statement's not too far off because you're helping gallbladder, kidney, now liver, now skin. For the kidney, it helps regenerate it. And then, if you're on dialysis, you can have black seed oil. Of course, you're taking olive oil. You're eating butter. What you talking about? You're eating who knows what. Junk.
You mentioned worms. Before we go forward, you mentioned worms. Do you mean like for dogs or people or
worms,
both?
Worms, dogs. Deworm the dog, the cat, the human, the baby, the kid. Mean,
what about heartworms? What about heartworms for dogs?
Yes, give it to them. But now that, because that's number four, is the heart. The heart muscle. You can't get a better natural medicine to get the heart and prevent heart attack and angina and high and for it to support a healthy blood pressure to try to, you know, naturally push that blood pressure than the oil of freshly cold pressed oil of black seed. And for that, heartworm, sure, of course.
Are heartworms so damaging to dogs? And the vet acts like it's their life is over if they get heartworms. They try to
that's
put
a
you
bad
on this.
One because the heartworm will eat away at the heart and lungs and obstruct it. And so the black seed oil has a special thymoquinone which goes in and kills that nasty thing. Highly oxygenated thymoquinone. Did you know that people aren't very careful about digging the poop and stuff? And did you know that 50 million Americans are walking around with dog heartworm?
Ooh. You know that? No.
Yeah.
I don't like that
There's
at all.
In some cases. Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Why doesn't it go to humans? Why don't humans get
it?
But
it's not as pathological in human as it is in dog. Now, let me tell you something.
All right.
I had a guy that had a heart rate of 100. Not good. Yeah. You want your heart rate about 60. Want to exercise, jog, whatever. So he took the oil of black seed. It says right on the label, heart healthy. It says that. And his heart rate went down to 58. But he took 2 tablespoons a day.
Wow. For how long? How long did it take him?
Two, 3 months. I'm telling you, everything, but it's not going to help on the deathbed, but everything else. So
everything but death, it cures.
Yeah.
Death.
So and then the last one is inflammation, and you know.
What about inflammation and arthritis? Address that.
Yes. So it's going to help. Well, it's going to help somewhat. If you're going to maybe do the oregano juice and the oregano oil and the black seed oil and the purely C, you need the C for the connective tissue and the ground substance and to regenerate the cartilaginous tissue. Everybody's crazy. They're taking cartilage. and collagen, and they should be taking high-dose vitamin C to build their own collagen, and maybe the collagen's a backup. You know, the reason our joints degenerate is we're not getting enough of the nutrients, the crude ascorbic acid, to prevent the joints, cartilage, and synovial tissue from exploding and breaking down.
Hmm.
The science of nutrition
I didn't
gets
think
pushed
about
away
that.
By fads and trends. So
you mentioned earlier, let me, before I forget, because I certainly will, we got, I don't know, about 5 or 6 minutes left. You mentioned black seed oil for hair and nails. Are you, Aphrodite used to put it on her face. Are you talking about rubbing
Nefertiti.
Oil in your hair?
Yes. Didn't you see my video? The kid was bald. He was 9 years old. He didn't have any hair. He had alopecia totalis. We gave him 2 tablespoons of black seed oil a day. We had him soak the head in that, along with something else, you know, a little bit of oregano oil that wouldn't hurt, super strength with the black seed. And his hair came back. It's right there on my channel. His hair, I should probably use them, but I like the mature look. I think I'll start anyway.
How many
but,
people
no,
listening
I'm
now?
They didn't.
How many people listening are going to take some black seed oil and oregano and be rubbing it all over their hair and
they
see if their hair grows back?
They should do it, and they should do it on the face. It doesn't hurt to put a little oregano oil on that face anyway. You know, never know what might be growing in those pores, not just fungus.
Does oregano help? You mentioned black seed for heartworms. Does oregano help get rid of heartworms also?
But I would be better off to put the oregano in the black seed for heartworm, not just the oregano by itself.
Together.
Yes, indeed. You take your whole bottle of black seed oil from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, and you squirt in your black seed, I mean your oregano oil in there. Oh, how much? Okay, so you have 8 ounces of black seed oil. Put 4 or 5 squirts of the oregano and cook those things out. Yeah.
Wow. As you're seeing the medical community, I mean, people are getting sicker and sicker, certainly in America, it's crazy.
Yes, but not around me.
Right, exactly. That's why
like
we have you here.
The factory. No, I'm telling you, I don't have any issue because I got everybody on the program.
Well, the question I was going to ask is, as a just unbelievable first-rate healer, herbalist, what have you, doctor, what goes through your mind when you see you know, statin drugs, however many billion they're selling, and everything that these doctors are recommending, and they're so wrong on so many things. What goes through your mind?
The fear that people are afraid of their shadow. Fear. And they're fear-mongering, and they're so easily bamboozled. Oh, your cholesterol, you need to go on a statin, you could have a heart attack. Heart attacks occur with low cholesterol. Cholesterol is trying to protect the heart and arteries from damage. You just have to figure out how to modify it. Did anybody say, what goes through my mind? You don't want to know what goes through my mind. Did anybody say to the patient, okay, your cholesterol is rising up. Sit down for a minute. What are you doing? How much coffee? How many Starbucks? What are you eating? What are you not eating? How much sugar? How many Pepsis? How many NutraSweets? Nobody asked nothing. Only I have to ask all the questions. It's not fair. I get to see all the tough cases.
You crack
not
me up, Cass.
Not one doctor ever asked a question, what are you eating, what are you doing, what is your lifestyle? Nobody.
Not many, that's for sure. Not many.
Well, almost nobody.
Almost nobody. You're right. I agree. Almost nobody.
I mean,
all right, let's go over
this. Why would we be all this, giving all these drugs? Why wouldn't somebody, instead of giving a proton pump inhibitor, when they have gastritis and GERD, say, wait a minute, hold on. What you been eating the last week? Well, I've been on an Oreo kick. Well, that's acidic, and that's going to cause a heartburn. Cut the Oreos out. Nobody says anything.
Let's go over a little bit what we talked about, because you've given a ton of information. Allergies, you need oregano and vitamin C, the Purely C. Not just something synthetic at the store. You need to get the kind from the Power Mall. Correct. So
well,
vitamin Purely C.
Runny nose, everything. Sneezing, hives, allergy, seasonal allergy, toast. Yeah.
Okay. And candida, oregano, obviously. The
oregano,
gut, you need to cleanse the gut first. Does it help to cleanse the gut first?
No, you don't have to do anything. Go after the miserable thing. You just, you can take some probiotic and sauerkraut or something like that, but you want to pound it out. So I would do the oil and maybe this multiple spice oregano for oil and oregano max. I would do a 1-2 punch.
How long does it take for something like that, for the average? How much?
90 days. 90 days.
90.
Don't just try it for 2 weeks. It'll come back. You got to give it time. Now, toenail fungus, that's a big beast. That's going to take, usually people have to go 6 months on drugs or herbals, whatever. But, yeah, that's a tougher one. Even athlete's foot or a bad case of ringworm might take a couple, 3 months.
Would you put it directly on the athlete's foot? Directly on
put
the
it on, and you burn it out, and if it's a bad ringworm, you put him on, and you saturate that oregano and maybe some cotton and tape it on, and if it's toenail fungus, you take it internally. You can clip the nails back and put some topical, but you have to go inside too, right? Mm. And if it's dandruff and seborrhea, put it in the shampoo. Yeah.
Now tell me about the hair again. My uncle's sitting here in studio and he's pointing to his head. He wants to tell me about the hair again. What's going to make hair?
Look, if you're completely bald or something, I don't know. But if you're having continual hair loss and you still have some activity in there, then you take the oil of black seed, you squirt 5 or 6 or 8 dropperfuls of the oregano super strength, and you put it on the head. And then you put a shower cap on and you sleep with it on. That's how you do it. You put a good amount. Or you rub it in whenever you can.
That's fascinating.
You can put it in your shampoo or something. I don't know.
Cass, it's always a great time having you on, and your information is just absolutely first rate. Thank you so much for being on today.
You're on.
God bless everybody over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Check out all these products and more. They're on sale. This is how we're funded. Buy from the good guys. Support yourself at the same time. Have a fantastic evening. We've got a great broadcast for you tomorrow and some great guests later on in the week. We care about you here. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just like God made you. Thank you to all our guests, Joseph Meyer, Pastor Wright, and of course, Cass Ingram. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the